Fred Banks.
Kurt Straube.
So, best and worst Civil War bet experience.
Well, actually, I think it started actually the last time you won. Yes. Back at Oregon State, that whoever the loser has to buy dinner. And usually the dinner is not cheap.
$600 to $1,000 dinner.
So where are these restaurants you guys are eating at for this?
Well, I don't know. He always seems to find one.
The last 5 years I have. The best one might have been in Vegas when it was like, yeah. Hey, it's a $100 bottle of wine, Kurt. Oh, that's right. You're paid. We'll take it.
We'll take three. We'll have three of those.
We'll have three.
This is Bill Winkenbaugh. I'm really looking forward to today's game in light of the fact that that our daughter is Oregon State. We're Beaver fans this year, even knowing that we have a U of O daughter who have just graduated. With both daughters having different aspirations, I bet the U of O daughter that if Oregon State won, that she would have to rake the leaves in the yard for the entire season. And she raked them begrudgingly, but she raked them in honor of losing.
Stephanie Wilton. So it's not my story, but a friend of ours bet their friend, whoever lost the game, won the game. The opposing team that lost would have to have the emblem of the opposing team on their car for the next whole year till the next Civil War. So, of course, we've lost the last couple of years, I think. So our friend's has had to have a duck sticker on the back of her car for the last 3 or 4 years. And she's a hardcore Beavers fan, so that was bad for her pride.
Justin Hart.
Jessica Hart. For 2 years in a row, we bet a bottle of gin for whichever team won, and the Ducks lost twice, and we have not bet since, and the Ducks have won every year since then.
Yeah, it's been since 2007. It's, you know, the Beavers are due now.
Jody Dials.
First of all, how's your Civil War Day going so far?
It's going wonderful. It's a great day to celebrate the War of Oregon, you bet.
So what's the best and worst Civil War bet memory that you may have with anybody?
Well, you know, actually, I became a Duck because of a bet, and I was somewhat of an agnostic, you know, fan. I walked the fence, and Mike taught me that, you know, you should go one side or the other and make a decision, and we had a bet 1 year, and it had to do with the Civil War, and whoever won, I was going to be that fan, as luck would have it, the Ducks won, so I've been a Duck now for 23 years.